to the overseas market.
More production means more consumption of energy. One of the main challenges for the U.S. and China is indeed the issue of energy. China's continuous growth has caused a great dependence on reliable energy resources from abroad and their import. The situation is such that China has surpassed other industrial nations, now standing second to the U.S. in terms of importing oil. Estimations indicate that by 2030, its petroleum imports will surpass even that of America.
Baosteel Steel has exported our steel products to the countries like America, Germany, Southeast Asia, and East Asia, and also South Asia. We export our steel products to the major strategic suppliers like GE, GM, Cartel, and other automotive producers in the world.
During recent years, the problem of providing energy for China's transition-based economy has gained special importance. One can safely say that finding a strategy for energy security has become one of the main preoccupations of China's leaders. Sustaining the economic growth that allows China a position in the industrial world demands that Beijing access fresh sources of abundant energy. In recent years, China's oil importation has increased by 40%. This issue has turned China into the biggest oil consumer in the world after the U.S. In addition to demanding energy, massive production has also increased China's need for raw material, such as iron ore and other minerals, resulting in more dependence on global markets. Providing such enormous amounts of raw material for the steel industry alone is only possible by importing from Brazil, Australia, and South Africa.
In order to secure our raw material supply, because we highly depend on import iron ore, Baosteel Steel has set up two joint venture, mining joint venture, one in Brazil with Vale, one in Australia with Rio Tinto. From these two mining joint ventures, every year we have a stable raw material supply of 60 million tons from this joint venture.
Washington and Western countries are aware of the issue that petroleum and energy resources are China's Achilles heel. This is the main reason for confronting this country, as these vital resources are limited. Along these lines, the U.S. Commission that reviews China's security and economy has announced Beijing's demand for oil is steadily increasing. This applies pressure to the world's limited oil resources, which in turn restricts America. What we must, however, not forget is that the U.S. dependence on oil has now also reached 60% from 30% in 1973. Based on U.S. Department of Energy projections, by 2025, this demand and dependence will hit 70%.
Every year we export our steel products, high value added steel products, mainly the hot rolled coils, cold rolled coils, and pipeline steel, and also other steel products to American, to the European countries like Germany, Italy, Spain, and also to the Southeast Asia like Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and also to India, Pakistan, and also to Middle East country. We also export our steel products to the Brazil and also other countries in the world.
During recent years, Beijing has sought to control the rate of steady economic growth and reduce it to below 8%. On the one hand, the issue of creating jobs for a population of 1 billion is one of the Chinese government's top concerns. Alternatively, as for every 1% of economic growth, almost 1 million jobs are created. Beijing's policy remains keeping the rate above 10%. So you can see how different problems such as energy, employment, and investment are deeply intertwined. Yet the problems don't stop there.
The problem there is that China wants some high-tech products from the United States that the United States is not ready to sell. these are related to the military relationship between the two countries. They're afraid, for instance, that some of the high-tech goods could be used for military purposes, and they are very cautious not to sell these items to China.
In addition to issues I've already explained to you, my dear Sparrow, there's another serious problem as well, environmental pollution, which you've no doubt felt firsthand. In short, it is one of the main maladies of third world countries. When they embark on production and industrial activity, neglecting the topic can be catastrophic for the environment. When international investment is invited into these countries, along with the investment comes unavoidable contamination caused by industrial activity, gradually taking everything to death and destruction. In such conditions, Western states usually opt for transferring their industrial plants overseas, since they are no longer welcome to operate in their own lands, due to environmental concerns, among others.
It's maybe the 10, maybe 20 years ago, when the China started to the developed economy, it's the other countries, and it's a domestic industry. It's in that stage, we didn't consider more for the air pollution and water pollution and so on.
就是外国公司进入到开发区，有哪些主要的条件？有哪些主要的限制？这个呢，作为开发区来说。我们有这样的几个主要的条件。第一个条件呢，是要求外国公司的投资必须达到一定的密度。这个投资的密度呢，不是注册的概念，就是他要进入到开发区，需要买地，需要建造厂房的话，那么需要有一定的投资的密度，因为钱少了，他是不可能建设这个厂房的。但是呢，如果他钱少，也不是不可以进来。我们可以让他呢在现成的标准厂房里边租用办公室或者办公车间，这是可以的。
In keeping with regulations for inviting investment and industries, in addition to the level of capital, there are other issues of note: advanced technology.Environmental concerns, land availability for the plant, as well as available water and electricity. Experience shows that the Chinese have never really paid enough attention to pollution. After many years of indifference, it is only now that they've started thinking of solutions. Contaminants are spreading throughout China, especially in the industrial zones, both in the water and the air.News about the subject is heard on a daily basis in world media.
So that's why it's our government have the very developed policy of the environmental protection. So it's for the each the industry. It's we ask they have to the indicators how to the include it's the in.Make sure it's they have to the it's the chat it's way to the water it's the should it's the can't it's the discharge it's the water pollution so that if they can't follow our the regulation they have to be fined even stop to the product.
Local officials have announced their intention to fully clean up all signs and sources of pollution by 2010. Still, the idea doesn't seem feasible due to the continued spread of contamination. If we take the huge number of cars on the move and factories at work and consider their distribution throughout this enormous territory, we'd realize the magnitude of the effort that needs to be undertaken to achieve that end. Moreover,It necessitates billions of dollars in investment to remove the contamination left by polluting industries that Western capital created in the first place. Expecting this kind of investment by people who've come here to amass wealth seems rather far-fetched.
这个因为呢，这个北京经济技术开发区呢，这个它是国家级的经济技术开发区，那么对于这个外资的这些工厂来开发区注册，提供了很多的这个方便和支持。在这个开发区的政府的这个管理委员会就有专门的投资促进的这个部门，负责帮助这些企业去注册他们的工厂，然后呢通过向这个管理委员会提供这个投资的申请，然后呢这个得到批准以后能够得到土地，得到这个税收的优惠。
The environmental disaster alarm has already gone off for this country. Even as new regulations are being enforced, capital and huge profits are still all the rage. Published figures are horrible. From 1995 to 1997 alone, new projects created 300 to 400,000 tons of effluent containing sulfur dioxide. Since those years, the level of pollution is just unimaginable.
For the past 20 years, China for sure has benefited from technology transfers from the West, and then China has also been utilizing its cheap labor in doing processing trade. So yes, this is no denial of this one. In other words, China has been one of the largest beneficiaries of globalization. Globalization is a general word which refers to a business pattern like the one we just mentioned.
Dear Sparrow, the truth of globalization in the area of trade and finance is simply too bitter to taste. And I too am embittered now, too much to let it hide behind the veneer of skyscrapers and modern life. Based on one of the latest published reports by a Washington Research Institute, the 10 most polluted cities in the world have been identified, 9 of which belong to the ancient land of China. I'll be writing more, Lara.